Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio I'll talk about Manohar Malgaonkar. In the field of Indian writing in English post-independence, he's an important writer and basically he writes fiction as well as non-fiction in English. His dates are from 1913 to 2010 and most of his novels have the backdrop of the freedom struggle, partition and the times during that time. This is basically the setting or the backdrop of most of his novels. And a critic says about the works of Manohar Malgaonkar that Malgaonkar is a realist who believes that art has no purpose to serve except pure entertainment. And famously, Manohar Malgaonkar said, quote, "I do strive deliberately and hard to tell a story well," unquote. Afterwards again he says, quote, "I revel in incident. I feel a special allegiance to the particular subcaste among those whose caste mark I have affected, the entertainers, the tellers of stories," unquote. And one more aspect you will always notice about the fiction of Malgaonkar is that in his novels, it is mostly male-dominated. It's a male-dominated world in which women seem to be little more than instruments of masculine pleasure. And Malgaonkar's novels are constructed in a very entertaining way. And because of this, they present a rather limited view of life and human nature seen through the eyes of a hard-boiled man of the world for whom there is little to admire and respect in human nature. So this is how a critic describes the works of Manohar Malgaonkar. Now coming to the important works written by Malgaonkar. And one more fact you should know about Manohar Malgaonkar is that he is a retired army officer. Now an important work by Malgaonkar is Combat of Shadows. Combat of Shadows was published in 1962. And the title and the epigraph have been taken from the Bhagavad Gita. And this line is very famous, that desire and aversion are opposite shadows. Those who allow themselves to be overcome by their struggle cannot rise to a knowledge of reality. This is a very famous line. And the Combat of Shadows, basically the protagonist is a British manager called Henry Winton. And he is a manager of a tea plantation in Assam Tea Garden. And in this novel, what happens is his wife is in love with a different man, so there is adultery, and he is also in love with a different person's wife, so both of them are committing adultery. And this British manager, he is morally responsible for the death of a Indian shikari and also engineers the death of a Eurasian who is having an affair with his wife, and for all of this he ultimately pays with his own life. So this is what this entire novel is centered around: adultery, the consequences of adultery. Now after that comes the novel The Princes. This came out in 1963. Ye kis cheez ke bare mein hai? Now this novel is particularly important because this is regarded as one of the best novels written by Manohar Malgaonkar. This is basically about a prince of a princely state. It is set during the time of independence when princely states had the option of only merging into India. And the narrator is named Abhay Raj. Abhay Raj is the name of the narrator. And then this narrator is also the prince, crown prince wahi hai. And his father is the king or the Maharaja. So basically in this novel we are shown the tussle between the old aristocratic tradition and the coming new democratic values. Now after that the next novel is A Bend in the Ganges. And again the setting of this novel is the period of partition of India and Pakistan. And the title and the epigraph are drawn from the Ramayana. And the line is that at a bend in the Ganges, they paused to take a look at the land they were leaving. This is the line that is there. And in this novel, there are four characters that you should keep in mind. One is called Gyan. Gyan is a Gandhian youth driven by and influenced by the principles of Gandhiji. Uske baad ek aur character hai called Devi Dayal. Devi Dayal, he is a kind of terrorist. Uske baad Shafi. Shafi is another character. He is a Muslim fanatic. And then there is the character of Sundari. Sundari is kind of cynical and her idea of love is that love is a kind of game. A game strictly for grown-ups so that if you were not sufficiently skillful, you could be broken by it. So for Sundari, love is a game. Now after that, the next novel is The Devil's Wind. The Devil's Wind, which came out in 1972. Now what is the setting of this novel? The setting is the Great Revolt of 1857. So we go around 100 years back from partition to the mutiny, or let's say sepoy mutiny, or the first war of India's independence as it is called now, okay, the revolt of 1857. That is the setting. And three characters are there. Nana is there, then Topi is there, and Mani is there. And few important characters in this novel are, first is the character of Nana, N-A-N-A, Nana. Uske baad, Tantya Tope, okay, Tantya Tope, the historical Tantya Tope. And then Mani, which is the name of Rani Lakshmibai of Jhansi. Now, these are historical characters which you may have read in history. But in this novel, all of this has been presented in a fictional way. It has been fictionalized. And in this novel, Malgaonkar said that he has told the story of Nana as he believed Nana would have told it if he had the opportunity to do so by himself. But critics have said that the novelist Malgaonkar appears to be more interested in Nana's personal involvement than in the national struggle. Because Nana earlier in the novel says that, "For me, the issues were not altogether clear-cut. I could not in my own mind separate the national struggle from the personal involvements." But as we go on reading the novel, it appears that rather than about the national struggle, it is more about the personal involvements of Nana. So that is why I said that this novel seems to be more of a fictionalized account of the events that took place during the revolt of 1857. So from an exam point of view, remember what are the general characteristics of the novels of Manohar Malgaonkar. He writes purely for the purpose of entertainment. And most of his novels are set during partition, during the times of independence, or much earlier, during the revolt of 1857. And also remember the names of his novels as well as the protagonists or the heroes of his novels. Because from an exam point of view, all of this is important. There may be questions on the novels that he has written, and in particular, the name of the protagonists or the heroes of his novels.